morning. I'm Alyssa Long here at the CNN Center in Atlanta on this Thursday morning. Here's a look at some of the stories happening now in the news. The war in Afghanistan is apparently getting more deadly. This month is now tied with last month as the deadliest in the eight-year conflict there. 44 U.S. troops died in August, the latest an American serviceman who was killed in a militant attack today involving a roadside bomb and gunfire. Today, those who knew Senator Ted Kennedy well and those who knew him are not saying goodbye just yet. First, a private mass at a family compound in Hyannisport, and then a motorcade to Boston, where he will lie in repose at the presidential library of his brother, John F. Kennedy. Intelligence officials are telling CNN that at least 20 people were killed today in a suicide bombing in Pakistan. The bombing happened near Pakistan's border with Afghanistan. A local official says the victims were security personnel gathering to eat and the daily fast during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. NASA has resumed the countdown for the launch of the space shuttle Discovery. It's scheduled to lift off just after midnight, 12:22 a.m. Eastern on Friday. It's been delayed twice already this week. The first delay was weather-related. The second was due to a faulty valve. And gas prices are slightly down today. AAA reporting the national average for a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline is $2.62. That is down 0.2 of a penny from Wednesday. Last year, remember, the regular unleaded gas price was $3.67 a gallon. Those are the headlines for you this hour. Do stay with CNN and CNN.com for more on these stories or other news that develops today.